Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back on Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. So controversial Florida pastor Terry Jones is here in Lansing right now speaking at a rally at the Capitol. His speech is titled, The Destructive Force Islam. In light of this event, how have the lives of Muslims here changed since the 9/11 attacks? To talk about Michigan's Muslim community, I'm joined by Sally Howell, a history professor at the University of Michigan Dearborn and at the Center for Arab American Studies. And also, she is one of three editors of the newly released book, Arab Detroit 9/11, Life in the Terror Decade. Thank you for joining me, Sally.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
The 10th anniversary of 9/11 just days away, and the terror decade seems to be due to radical Muslims. You know, in many Middle Eastern countries, Osama bin Laden was hardly viewed as a villain. To some, he was, in fact, a hero. How does the Muslim community here feel about this kind of adulation for a man Americans viewed as a murderous terrorist?
I think that most Muslims here in the Detroit area would agree with that sentiment that he's, you know, he's a terrorist. And the people who are here because they tend to identify with American values. And so they feel very estranged from those sort of radical sentiments that you're describing overseas.
How do American Muslims handle the general dichotomy between the Middle Eastern perspective on America and Israel, which is decidedly negative, and the views of many Americans, which are obviously quite the opposite?
Well, I mean, because Arab Americans come from the Arab world, they have a good understanding of that region's history. And, you know, they're like other Americans who might, you know, there might be policy issues that they disagree with the government on. So on those issues, they have strong disagreements with the government, and they try and lobby the government to, you know, to persuade it to turn to their point of view. But on other issues, of course, they agree with the government fully, and, you know, they're just like other Americans. They have these complex political perspectives, and you know, that doesn't really create that much tension for people.
Now, this rally at the Capitol featuring Florida pastor Terry Jones today, it's kind of spurred by the legislation presented by state lawmakers to ban foreign laws here in Michigan. While supporters don't acknowledge it, the motive behind the bill is to make sure that Sharia or Islamic law isn't instituted in any way here in Michigan. Why is the Muslim community opposed to this effort?
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, even though the people who are putting forward this legislation say that it's not really about Islamic law, it's part of an effort that's being pushed nationwide to get over 20 states are now considering similar legislation, and they're following the Oklahoma legislation, which did mention the Sharia specifically. So Muslims are opposed to this because they see this law as an act of, you know, it's done. The people who are promoting this sort of legislation say that they're trying to defend the Constitution, but in reality, they're trying to discriminate against one specific religious community, and they're, you know, sort of taking away from individual states the rights to follow the Constitution, not just on this issue of religious freedom, but also it's a matter of constitutional obligation that states recognize foreign treaties that have been ratified in the United States. If I went to, you know, to a foreign country and got married, when I came home again, Michigan would have to recognize my wedding, my marriage license. You know, but this sort of legislation would throw that the ability of the state to organize ordinary transactions moot. I mean, it's actually it's an organized campaign against the Muslim community. So of course the Muslim community is opposed to this. But anyone who's concerned about religious rights, religious freedom, which is guaranteed in the Constitution, and about, you know, the ability of our state to act as an international actor in terms of, we have all these, very large multinational corporations that have their homes here in Michigan, it would really make their work difficult as well because all their contracts overseas wouldn't be recognized here in the state.
Let me ask you, does the Michigan Muslim community oppose having aspects of Sharia law incorporated into state law?
There is no way in which Sharia law does get incorporated into state law. I mean, it's just, that's just not what happens. Sharia is not really a law. Sharia is, it's a set of precepts that guides Muslims in terms of the practice of their faith. So, and there's a lot of contention among Muslims about what is the proper practice of your faith. You know, you would look to the Sharia to tell you how many times a day to pray, or how, what the process of prayer is, or when you should fast during Ramadan,
right,
or
but there,
things like that.
There are other aspects to it, including punishment for certain misbehaviors that can be social or sexual, that here in this country we certainly wouldn't think about stoning someone for adultery. But
yes, and that's illegal by the U.S. by U.S. law, so it would be illegal for Muslims here.
How does the Muslim community respond to the perception when we see these types of things happening in countries like Iran and Saudi Arabia, which, you know, do follow Islamic law? How do American Muslims respond to that existing in these other countries?
Well, they're weary, in the first place, with being associated with these laws, because, you know, there are some people who came here to get away from this kinds of law, these kinds of laws. You know, and they're just weary of these associations. You know, there are extreme laws. If you read the Bible, there are all sorts of things that you could interpret in certain ways in the Bible too, which could be seen as anti-women or promoting, corporal punishment within the family and things like this. And those are laws that, you know, American Christians don't talk about very much.
Mm-hmm.
We ignore those, and we have a legal system which protects us from people who might want to impose those rules and laws on us. Muslims are the same way. There are things in the Quran that, the Quran was the different messages in the Quran. Sort of the prophet received these messages at different points in time, and some of them sort of there's sort of like a move in terms of the Muslim community and how it evolved over time. And those the Quran sort of shifts in some of its mm-hmm. language on these issues over time. So Muslims, you know, can interpret the Quran in many, many different ways.
Yeah, just about a minute and a half left, but I do want to ask you, you know, some are concerned about moderate Muslims in a sense that their lack of response, at least outwardly, to the radical element of the religion. Of course, I'm talking about actions like suicide bombings that
If you think that the Muslim community here, the moderate Muslim community, is not responding to these various crises, then you're not paying attention. Almost any event that takes place overseas, Muslims here in America are asked to apologize for events they've had nothing to do with for really a long, long time, but especially since 9/11. And people bend over backwards to apologize for these events, again, that they had nothing to do with, to condemn them. And really, people who ask questions like that just aren't listening. I mean, go to the website of any of the Muslim American organizations, and you'll see a whole list of things that they condemn and are opposed to, and you'll see the promotion of all sorts of positive values in those associations. You know, really, this fear, our book is really about the Arab American community. It's not about the Muslim American community. But one thing that we have seen in this period after 9/11 is there was a backlash sort of people on the street sort of, expressing their frustration over the 9/11 attacks to individual Arabs or individual Muslims or people who looked like them. But as the decade wore on, what we're seeing now is more of sort of an organized campaign by people who were really afraid of Islam in the same way that historically Americans were afraid of Catholics. There was a period when sort of the mainstream society was afraid of all this new immigration that was coming in from Southern Europe,
mm-hmm.
Eastern Europe, and they were saying exactly the sorts of things about these Europeans that they're now saying about Muslims. You know, that they're being ruled by some other set of laws, that they're being told what to do by the Pope. They don't think for themselves. They don't believe in democratic values. They're not fit for citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wrong. Those points were wrong when they were applied to Muslims, and those points are when they were applied to Catholics, and they're equally wrong today when they're applied to Muslims. Muslims have been a part of the society really since the very beginning. And for the last 100 years, there's been a growing Muslim community here, and it's not presenting a problem.
Sally, we're out of time. I feel like we just scratched the surface. Hopefully we can talk about this some more. Sally Howell, a history professor at the University of Michigan, Dearborn, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll